This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Fun thing about this in the radio world is that you get to I'll yell today, and then Nick will join me tomorrow, and we can just yell all over again. But I did think that the Cavs kind of, I don't know, they popped the balloon a little bit. If you're angry and you wanted just a bunch of hot air, I think they popped the balloon because they really just, I mean, nobody can say meaner things than what the Cavs said about themselves today. Donovan out here saying that if they go 82-0, nobody cares. It's like, okay, I can't top that. What else am I going to say after he says something like that? At least they got in front of it. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know them, you love them. Locked On Cavaliers, the Inside Shots Substack, and a golfer I'm jealous of. Danny Cunningham joins us here on The Fan. What's up, Danny?
Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you today?
I'm good. Every now and then I'll play a course and I'll be like, I wonder what Danny would have played this as. Like, I played Fowler's Mill over the weekend and I'm like, ah, Danny probably would have kicked my ass here.
I've not been to Fowler's Mill in a couple of years. I will say I'm going to be playing much more golf this spring and early summer than I had anticipated. That's for certain.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't choose that, even though we love golf. I'm sure you wouldn't choose that. You'd rather be around these big, important games. But this is what the Cavs have done. All right, break it down for me. How did we get here, and what is your reaction to it?
So we got here, I think, essentially in the same way that we've gotten here the last couple of years. The Cavs were ultimately not healthy enough. They were outplayed by a team that, you know, maybe despite not being better than them over the course of the regular season, was a team that was better than them in the playoffs. They can look at game two against the Pacers and say, well, if we just do essentially anything right in the last minute, we win that game and the series is different. But in game one, in game four, in game five, the Cavs were completely outplayed by the Indiana Pacers, a team that they were so significantly better than in the regular season. And it is a failure they're going to have to own. It is an embarrassment. It is something that is going to stick with this group for a very long time. Despite the fact that they kept this roster together, they changed coaches, they changed an offensive philosophy, those things worked to almost perfection during the regular season. But at the end of the day, we're talking about a team that couldn't score enough points, that couldn't play good enough defense in the postseason when it mattered. And I think this leads us into an offseason that's going to be filled with a lot of takes about this team and a lot of questions about how do they fix this.
I mean, are they just a regular season team, or do you feel like it was injuries?
I think it is a mix. Like, if Darius Garland were fully healthy, and I think if you watch this series, you could tell that he was very clearly battling through a toe injury. He looked like a shell of himself. And like, I can't fault Darius for not having a good season, kind of knowing what he was playing through. Like you said, there was a steel plate in his shoe when he was playing in these games. And that cannot be a fun thing to have to play an NBA playoff game while managing. It was a painful injury. That matters. Evan Mobley's ankle injury, that matters. But that doesn't take away from the fact that what we saw the Pacers do to them was beat them. Like, yes, the Cavs were not fully healthy. That cannot be the excuse. It can't be. And listen, to give the Cavs credit here, they've owned this. It's been, 18 hours? Or I don't even know how many hours. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is at this point, Jonathan. But it's not been very long since the final buzzer on their season sounded. And they have owned this. And I do think they deserve credit for that, because I think whether or not they are a regular season team right now, probably not up for debate. They are one. But in order to get past that, I think the first step in doing so is owning the failure, is living with this failure all summer and allowing it to be the thing that drives them to get past this point. The East is going to be wide open next year. The Cavaliers, on paper, should be the Eastern Conference favorites next year. If they do not own this, if they do not get better because of this experience, we're going to be having a very similar conversation about 365 days from now. That can't happen. They need to own this. I think they're starting to. And I think that's the first of many steps that need to be taken this summer.
Yeah, I gave them credit for the approach, because, Danny, last year they didn't take this approach at all. Last year it felt like they came up with a million different excuses, and then they fired JB, and it just they put it all on, basically, it felt like to me, everyone but themselves. And they tried championing linear growth. That was their big term after last year's season was done. And this year, at least they're not doing that, which I can at least respect.
Right. And I the funny thing is, I think it would have been easier to do that last year. Like, even, and listen, the injuries they had last year kept Donovan Mitchell out, kept a lot of guys out. Like, it was a rougher injury situation in the second round last year against the Boston Celtics. But even if they were fully healthy, they were not going to win that series. Like, they were not the better team in any way, shape, or form in that series. I think it would have been an easier thing to do last year. So I do give them actually more credit for being the team that was favored, being the team that was basically handed a perfect opportunity to get to the NBA Finals this year in the Eastern Conference and squandering it. They need to own that. They've started to own it. I think it's not a difficult, or it's not an easy thing to do. It's going to be a difficult summer for a lot of guys to live with the fact that they failed in the playoffs for the third year in a row in this type of fashion. But it could be ultimately the thing that we talk about as, I don't know if a jumping off point is the right way to put it, but a thing that motivates them to get past this next year.
Cavs at home this season, 0-5 against the Pacers, 36-5 against everyone else. Was it just a Pacers problem at the end of the day, or do you feel like there really is something, just from an offensive standpoint, that ended up being broke with this team?
I think that the regular season games, it's hard for me to say were a Pacers problem. Like, especially the one that was the last game of the regular season, nobody of consequence played like that. It's hard for me to look at that 0-5 and go, wow, they really own them at home. Like, the fact that the Cavs lost three home playoff games in this series, I think, is what we should be talking about as far as that goes. Like, a game in January doesn't matter to me. A game at the end of the season doesn't matter to me. But the fact that the Pacers came in to Cleveland and outplayed the Cavs, out-executed the Cavs in three games inside Rocket Arena is one of the things that I do think is embarrassing about this postseason for the Cavs. They were a great home team during the regular season, only lost, seven games at home. That should be a huge advantage for you. Now, give them credit, I guess, for going on the road and winning a game, but you have to take care of home court in the playoffs. They won 64 games and played so well in the regular season, partially so that if things didn't go their way, if they couldn't find a way to win road playoff games, they could always fall back on the fact that, you know what, unless we play Oklahoma City in the finals, every series is going to start in Cleveland, and a game seven would be in Cleveland. And the Cavs lost that right away in the series, and they never found a way to get it back. They never even came close, and I think that is something that just, I think, is one of the more disappointing parts about this series.
Danny Cunningham joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Danny, I want to give Donovan a bunch of credit, and I will. So this is, I don't want this to come off like I'm just bashing him. But when you go 13 straight possessions in the fourth quarter where it's all Donovan up until the one-minute mark of the fourth quarter, that's a lot of Donovan. And that's a lot of, and it wasn't like he had necessarily great plays or anything. It was him throwing his body in to try to get fouled to go to the free throw line. Like, that was a, there was a lack of belief in his teammates that I thought he displayed in that moment. Is that at least fair to kind of say, Donovan, you didn't have to play hero ball in that moment, or maybe just recognize he just didn't trust anybody in that moment?
You know, I think that him getting to the free throw line was kind of the only thing that was working for the Cavs offense, or the Cavs getting to the basket. Like, they went into this series having played 86 basketball games that mattered to some extent. The regular season, the four games against Miami in the first round. In all 86 of those games, they hit at least 10 three-pointers. In game one against the Pacers, they hit 9. Last night, they hit 9. Other guys weren't hitting shots, and Donovan was part of that. He did hit 4 last night, went 4 of 13 from beyond the arc, which is not a good enough number for him. But really, the only thing that I could say is Evan Mobley should have been more involved. Like, they should have utilized him more offensively because he was the only member of the Cavs that had an efficient night on any semblance of a high volume. So, like, if you want to be critical about that, sure. But I just think that he was the only one that I think was capable of willing them to a series or a game win last night. Like, I just don't know that anybody else had it going on enough. So I can't fault him for taking that approach, because at the end of the day, there was so much on his shoulders in this series, and he played like an absolute superstar, I think, in 4 of the 5 games. And the game he didn't, the Cavs trailed by 40 at halftime. I do think that maybe it says something about the rest of this roster not being good enough, that that's what it came down to in the second round for a 64-win team. But I can't fault Donovan for the way it went last night.
It was just such a different approach than what we saw in the regular season, where Donovan played less minutes, he scored less, and he was just really, it was on any given night, he was just taking a back seat and letting somebody else do the job. And I mean, it just felt like last night, and really in the entire series, I'm going to go with he didn't trust enough people. Maybe they just missed too many shots. He didn't trust them. But he was not giving up the rock, Danny. And I don't expect him to often, but when your usage rate is over 50%, that's entirely too much.
Right. I don't disagree with that. But when you are shooting the basketball the way the Cavs were shooting the basketball last night in that series, like, they finished, I believe, below 25% on wide open 3-point looks. And give the Pacers defense credit for that, too. I thought they did a great job during this series of defending one-on-one. Like, they defensively, I thought, really capitalized on the fact that, one, Darius Garland could not move anywhere near the way that Garland could move during the regular season. And Donovan was dealing with a calf strain, dealing with an ankle sprain. And I just don't think either of those guys were as explosive. And I think the Cavs offense becomes much easier to defend, and it becomes much more difficult for them to share the basketball when those guys can't beat their defender off the dribble as frequently or as easily as they did during the regular season. So I think that's part of it too. And then that kind of leads to, well, Donovan Mitchell's just got to put his shoulders down and try and ram into somebody and get himself to the free throw line. That's kind of what built that lead last night. And that was really the only thing that they could figure out.
Danny, when we talk about, and second apron is going to be an awful term for you. I know you're going to get so bored with that term, but like,
oh boy,
it's I'm already bored with it. But it's also, I hate being the fun burglar, stopping all these like Giannis trade conversations. Everyone wants to call up and be like, yeah, they're going to trade Giannis. They're going to trade for Booker. They're going to trade. I'm like, it's not happening, guys. They've ruined sports radio in many ways. The second apron. That's why I'm mad, Danny, more than anything. But do you see any actual change from this Cavs team? Do they trade Garland? Do they move Jared Allen? Are there any actual changes that you see potentially on the docket for this team, or are they just running back again?
I think at the very least it needs to be strongly considered, because you made the change last year at the coaching level, changing out J.B. Bickerstaff for Kenny Atkinson. I think that was the right decision by this organization. I thought that paid dividends during the regular season, but the roster stayed the same for the most part. Sure, you could say, technically, we didn't add Ty Jerome, but he only played 15 minutes the year before. Like, the Cavs could say that internally. And then, of course, the trade that they made at the deadline, sending out Caris LeVert and George Yang for DeAndre Hunter. So the roster changed a little bit, but for the most part,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It was the same exact group of guys. And this group of guys lost last year in the conference semifinals in five games. They come back this year, they lose in the conference semifinals to a team that they were heavily favored to beat, mind you, Jonathan, in five games. It's hard for me to say running it back again is the right idea. I think last year it probably was, and I think winning 64 games might be evidence that it was. But at a certain point, and I understand that patience doesn't exist in NBA fan bases, and I totally get that. But at a certain point, when you rack up the playoff failures the way that the Cavs have, especially when you underachieve this year, I think that changes need to be looked at. The change I would look at is Jarrett Allen. I think Evan Mobley is at his best when he is playing center. I think the Cavs would be more explosive offensively in the playoffs if they can play more of a five-out lineup more frequently than they do. That is the one I would look at. I think he has positive value. I think he had a really, really strong season. But I also don't know that he's the best playoff performer. And I think that's a fair criticism to have. I did not think that he had a very good series in this one. Indiana's a tough matchup for him personally. But I do wonder if that is the best move for the Cavs to sort of reshape this roster in an era where they're going to be very constricted on what they can do.
So you'd keep Garland over Allen, then, is what you're saying?
I would, because I think that offensive explosion matters in the backcourt. And I think that what we saw last night with Donovan Mitchell having to do so much and throughout the series having to do so much is not the case when the Cavs are at their best. And it's not that case because he has Darius Garland alongside him. Donovan Mitchell is better when he doesn't have to shoulder the load that he was shouldering. And I think if you trade Darius Garland, you're going to have to see Donovan Mitchell do that more frequently. And I don't think that's the best thing for the Cavs.
Fantastic insight. Check him out on Locked On Cavs. Of course, 92.3 The Fan and the Inside Shot Substack. You want to subscribe to that. Danny, you were great today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.